apart from the problem of getting through the communication trenches, which were filled with mud, did the communication trenches get very crowded?
Well, no. If you were coming in the trenches to take over, I should imagine that the battalion that was in there would send out another runner, as they called them, to connect our runner to lead them into the positions that they had to go. You see, the Germans may be shelling. Well, of course, that demoralized the troops. I mean, you had to seek cover from this way you could, and very often you had to stick it and go on and hope for the best. If you was knocked out, you was unlucky. But what I meant was, with the what happened was this. When you got to the from the communication trench onto the
reserve line.
Reserve line, that's right. Then we went through the reserve line to the support, from the support line to the front line, where there was the firing steps. And we used to go there, and the man in charge, like I would be, I'd have to go and say to the man, well, look, can you tell me, I said, what the area is here? And he used to say, well, yes, now look, over here's two machine guns. There's another one here is a trench mortar. Another place perhaps would be a bombing post. Now you used to say, well, there'd be one of watch points here and so on and so on and so on. So you may see a German or two in the morning, that's daylight. Used to give you all the lay of the land, how far the Germans was away from that particular